Tes Zion Kislev, Tuesday 23rd of November, Rabbi Avrom Rockmill, The Spark of Yosef versus the House of Esau.
Always a pleasure to be in sunny London. I've taken full responsibility for the clear weather for the last few days. Thank the Gaboyan for inviting me. I'd like to discuss Tes Medrash, brought down this week's Parsha of Yishev. Rashi brings down, what's the connection between this week's Parsha and last week's Parsha? Last week's Parsha, at the end of the Parsha, brought all the Alufei Esav, all the princes of Esav. And this week's Parsha, the Yeshiv Yaakov, says the Medrash, says as follows, the second shot. Davar Achia, the Yeshiv Yaakov, HaPishtani Azeh, a fellow who's carrying flax, Niknesu Gemala of Tunim Pishtan, he brings in his camels, which are carrying Pishtan. HaPechami Tama. Hami is the blacksmith. He's wondrous. Eina Ana Yechana says, call it Pishtan. He says, where's he going to bring in all this Pishtan? HaYapikeach Echad Meshivo. There's a very wise fellow sitting on the side. Nitzutz Echad Yotzi. Mimapuach Shalcha. Shesarfis Kulam. One spark will go out from your bellows, and it'll burn the whole lot. Kach. Yaakov Ra Kalufim Aksuvim Mamala. Yaakov Avinu saw all the Alufim, all these generals of Esav, the princes. Tama Va'amar, he was wondrous and said, Mi Yacholich Voshes Kulam. Who can conquer all of them? Maksiv Lamata Eila told us Yaakov Yosef. The next pasuk says, these are the generations of Yaakov Yosef. V'ksiv, it says in the pasuk, V'haya Beis Yaakov Eish, and the Beis Yaakov will be for fire. Or Beis Yosef Lahava, Beis Yosef will be for a flame. Or Beis Esav Lakash, and the house of Esav will be like straw. Nitzutz Yotze Mi Yosef, a spark will go out from Yosef. Shemachala V'sarif Es Kulam, it's going to destroy all of them. This is a very Chazal telling us over here that when Eliezer told us Yaakov Yosef, when the birth of Yosef comes, the seeds of Mashiach ben Yosef, who's going to be the one who's going to conquer and destroy Esav. I'd like to examine this Medrash and ask first and last that simple question. Why is it, I mean it's a rhetorical question, but such, why is it that Yaakov needs Yosef? I mean, we know that Yaakov already fought the Sar of Esav, yet it seems he needs a Kayach of Yosef to destroy Esav. When he has Yosef, then we know we're going to be able to succeed in destroying Esav. So let's go back. Let's go back and think about that fight, that immortal fight that the Sar of Esav had with Yaakov Avinu. Lasted the whole night. And it says ultimately, Yaakov Avinu was victorious. But what? The Sar of Esav was successful in touching the Gid HaNasha. It was Pogeya Bo in the Gid HaNasha. He hurt him in that place. And he made him limp, and he had to ultimately have a refuah from that. There's a famous Zohar. The Zohar says that what does it mean that it was Pogeya in the Gid HaNasha? So one pshat is Tom Chemeis. It's talking about those who support Torah. The goof of Yaakov Avinu, his body, his essence, his Kodesh Kedoshim, Esav cannot touch it. Esav cannot touch it. Novas. The Tomchei Be'eraisa means the legs. In this case, it means the legs. Those who support Torah, he was able to pogea that which is secondary as it was to the goof, he was able to make a little chalishus. I've heard it said, that is the reason why Torah is difficult to support Torah, because there's always a weakness in the supporting of Torah because of the negia, because of that which Esav did when he hit Yaakov Avinu and the Gid HaNasha. That's the first shot. The second shot in the Zohar says, it's with Darasov, Eladora Shoshmad. Yaakov Avinu himself, Esav couldn't touch. But his generations, that which comes out from his loins, there he was able to make an incursion. The weakness is not in Yaakov, the weakness is in his generations. Which means Yaakov Avinu is Guf Kodesh. We have to understand. The image of Yaakov Avinu is Chakuk, is engraved, Tachas Kisei HaKavod, is engraved underneath the throne of glory in Shemayim. That means he's the Bechira Avos, he's the Adam, he's the Adam HaShalem. He's the last week's Parsha, when he goes out and does the Sulam, Sulam Arza, right? The whole entire creation revolves on Yaakov Avinu. The entire creation sees all the Malchus Shari is going up and down. That Sulam is a Kodesh Baruch Hu's ladder as it reflects the idea of divine providence. There are different rungs on a ladder, correct? There are rungs. The rungs represent all the various Madregas, all the Olamos, and all the Malchus Shari is going up and down. And they are revolving. I saw Yaakov Avinu below, and I saw Yaakov Avinu above. That's what Malbim says. The entire Bria revolves on Yaakov. Yaakov Avinu is each Kaddish. Nobody can touch him. Esav doesn't have even start with Yaakov. Novas, it's not enough Yaakov. Yaakov has to be able to express himself into this Welt. Yaakov has to be able to transfer that Kedusha and somehow bring it into this world. That's where Esav already, the transference from Yaakov, that it should express itself in his generations, that's where Esav made an incursion. That being said, so the fight against Esav is not per se Yaakov. The fight now is with the Doros, with the generations, which those reflect the offspring of Yaakov. Yosef, we have to understand, Yosef at Tzadik was the Hemshech of Yaakov Avinu. The Shlach HaKadosh tells us unbelievable thing here. He says that Yaakov Avinu was the Guf Kodesh, and that Yosef was the Bris Kodesh. It was the ability of Yaakov to express himself into this world and to be Mashpia and to affect this world. Yosef at Tzadik is the Hemshech, is the continuation of Yaakov, but he's the continuation to the next generation. He's from the children. But you have to understand something. Yosef at Tzadik really should have been like an Av, like a semi-Av, because it was meant that he should have 12 children, just like Yaakov had 12. He only had 2, which makes him, he got a double portion. He meant to have 12. He didn't have the 12 because of what happened by Ishus Potiphar, but he is on another Madrega than all the other Shvatim. Yosef is Yosef at Tzadik. He's Bris Chodesh, he's the covenant, which is the holy covenant of our bris, and the ability to bring in Kedusha into the generation. So that is the place where there's a need for a correction. Yosef is the one that has to fight and has to combat Esav. And since Yosef was Ish Kodesh, he was that man, is Yosef HaTzadik. He was the one that was Mizgabar on his Yetzer. He was the one that overcame his Yetzer. He's the one that ultimately is going to be able to conquer Esav. But remember, Yosef only gets his koyach. He's a hemshech of Yaakov. I understand that's the pshat, what it says in this week's parsha when he was confronting Ishus Potiphar. And he's about, and Chazal, some say it was Nasa Malach, he was about to do his work. What does it say? Diyukno Shel Aviv appeared in the window. His father's image appeared in the window and said, "Do you want to be written with all the other shvatim on the breastplate?" The thing that stands behind Yosef is the Diyukno Shel Aviv. He has his father's image, the Koyach of Torah, the Koyach of the purity of Yaakov is the one that gives Yosef the ability ultimately to Mizgaber, to overcome against Jesus Potiphar. And it's the Koyach of Yaakov which is instilled in Yosef, which allows him to ultimately overcome Esav. He is the one that brings the that which Yaakov has in him and expresses itself in this world. That being said, the Shlach then says, that's the pshat over here. In this mashal, it says that there was a pishtani, he was carrying his pishtan on a gamal. The gamal, he says, is a mashal for Esav. Haliteni na me'adon azam azeh. Feed me from this red porridge that Yaakov had prepared, right? Haliteni is a lotion that you use for a gamo, for a camel. Esav didn't just stop and drink. He gulped it down like an animal. That was haliteni na. That's a lotion of a gamo. The pishtan The pishtan, the flax, he says, is reflective of the flax of whom? Of Cain. Remember, Cain brought pishtan, right? And Cain's offering was not accepted by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Cain, he said, that's the pishtan. Yeah, Esav is the words carrying the burden of the tuma, which is reflected in Cain. What does that mean? Because Esav is the opposite of Yosef. He's the tuma. He's the tumor which was created. He's that negative force that was created when the Nachash Kadmoni caused Adam to sin, and according to the Zohar, he was with, he instilled in Chava a Zahuma, an impurity which we have to get rid of. That impurity, from that impure relationship, comes out Cain. So Esav is where he's the Gamal, he's that camel carrying the Pishtan. And he's going to be burnt up by the spark that's going to come out of Yosef. And remember, that's the pshat why Yaakov Avinu is like the gacheles, he's like a coal, and Yosef is like the flame that comes out of the coal. The two are connected. The coal creates the fire, and the fire that goes out and burns. And when it's going to come down, it's going to be like Kash. He says like this, Kash, yeah, it says, the fire is Eish, is Aleph Shin. Aleph is Titan Emes Yaakov, is the truth, the meat of Emes, which is by Yaakov Avinu. Shin, right? Shin is Shalom, the Ritzi Shalom, that's Yosef. The Eish is Yaakov, and Yosef is going to consume Esav. Esav is Kash. Kash is the straw. The Kash is the Kuf. Is Kina, is jealousy. Right, the opposite of truth, he says, is jealousy comes when a person wants something that's really not his own. The meat of Emes is I want what's mine and not what's really doesn't come to me. I don't want. That's Kash. That's Kuf. The Shin is Sina. It's hatred. And that's against the Bris Shalom, the covenant of peace, which lies in Yosef. That's what he says. Listen to this. Unbelievable things. That's the Pshat says in the Pasuk that the Achim, the brothers, fell, and they had Kina and Sina for Yosef. And because of that, that was a mistake on their part. Therefore, we fell into the hands of Esav. We fell into the hands of Esav when? In the Gilgulim, by the Asarim Harugei Malchus. By those ten greats of Jewish history who were killed in the hands of Esav, the Romans. There were Gilgulim, it says, of the Shvatim, and they had to pay for the sale of Yosef. Because that was because of the Kina and the Sina, which they had, which was a kilkul, and it didn't quite make it. And therefore, we fell into the hands of Esav. He even goes as far as to say, Rabbi Akiva was one of them, is Akiva ben Yosef. Once a tiny, he was of Gilgul of Yosef at Tzadik. And he died the Echad. As he said, Kriyashma, the Echad is the Bechina that Yosef at Tzadik was above. Just like Yaakov Avinu was above all the Shvatim, Yosef was above them also, and he had a midah of Echad, of one. Now, this, ultimately, so Yosef is that Hemshech of Yaakov was going to conquer Esav. Yaakov Avinu's Torah, Yaakov Avinu's Godless, his greatness has to be expressed into this world. That's the pshat later on in the Chumash. Later on, we find when Yaakov Avinu is about to die, so he calls in all the Shvatim, and he was about to be Megala as a case. He wanted to tell them about the end of time, right? Remember the famous Chazal. So what happened? It says the Shechina went away from him, and he was afraid that maybe there was a chet, maybe there was sin among the Shvatim, and they weren't famous for entering Megala the Chetz to tell them about the end of days. So it says what happened. He was kind of like, you know, maybe he saw, he was looking that perhaps there's sin among them. So what had happened? They said, Shema Yisrael, and remember his name is Yisrael, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. We share the same Emunah as you. We are pure. We're Shiftei Kar, Yom Nitasu Shlema. Your purity has been expressed in us. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. What happened after that? Yaakov, Chazal tells us, doesn't say in the Pasuk. Rambam brings it, and it's a famous chazal. Yaakov Adino answered back, Baruch Shem Kavod Malchusa Le'olam Ve'ed. That's when Yaakov was able to say that. Says the Rambam, Ana Hazakin. He reached a new madrega. He reached a new level to the extent that his children were able to say, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Now Yaakov got a new level. Baruch Shem. What does that mean? Shema Yisrael is the declaration of the unity of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. We do that twice a day to declare that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Eino Milvado, He is up above all the different directions, the Kabbalah, Klechas, Kulam, He's everything. That's a declaration. Baruch Shem Kavod is how that expresses itself in this world. Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Olam Ve'ed is how does Hashem's oneness, how does it manifest in our Dalet Amos? That being said, now we understand a very interesting thing. Chazal tell us, how do we say Baruch Shem this morning? Yeah, we said it softly. Why? Because it says, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say it, so we didn't say it. Yaakov Avinu said it, so we have to say it. So we say it softly. And when do we say it out loud? We say it out loud on Yom Kippurim. Yom Kippurim were like Malchei Hashareis. That's when Klal Yisrael is a reflection, a true reflection of the Shema Yisrael, a true reflection of the unity of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then we can say, Baruch Shem out loud. But I want you to hear well that Yaakov Avinu himself, who's the ultimate, he can only say Baruch Shem when his children can say Shema. In other words, when it's expressed in the children, that's going to be the Tikkun Olam. That's going to be the final rectification. And that's the pshat. The brother of the Torah brings down that Pesach is connected to Avram, Shavuos is connected to Yitzchak, Pesach connected to Avram, Ugo, she was making cakes, it was Pesach time when the Malchei Hashareis came to visit Avram Avinu. Yitzchak is connected Shavuos because of the isle, so Yitzchak is the shofar that blew at Matan Torah, and Sukkah is connected to Yaakov Avinu. Says the brother of the Torah, that really, your best Chodesh, Yosh Chodesh was supposed to be a Yom Tov, and it would have corresponded to the Yud Beis Shvatim. To the 12 Shvatim, we would have had a Yom Tov, had we not sinned by the Egel Azav. Yom Tov would have been a Yom Tov, Rosh Chodesh would have been a Yom Tov. And that's why the women, he explains, have a minag that they don't do malacha, because they did not throw their jewelry into the egg, right? Because I'll say that the pasuk is medrash that the women did not participate, so they have a minag of an issa malacha, so they have a mixus yom tov. It should have been yom tov for the entire Klal Yisrael. And you know what that would mean? That means the entire Bria, the twelve months, which reflect the Mahalach of Teva, Kadosh Baruch Hu's providence in this world, the way He manifests Himself in the world that we live in, with the star signs, etc. That would have been Kadosh Kedoshim. Every month would have had a Yom Tov. So that's the ultimate tikkun, when the expression of the Yaakov and the Avos is expressed in Yud Beis Shvatim. We made a mistake. It's called the Egel Azav, and we're still waiting to correct that. Now, it might sometimes, you know, we want to be a part, a person wants to be a part of the Tikkun. We want to be a part of it. We want to be a hemshech of Yosef Tzadik. You might see Yosef Tzadik, he was engaged had a tremendous taiva, so she was enticing him, and the Chazal say in Mamish, he was Nizgar B'Lamalim in the taiva. That's why it says the Kriyas Yamsuf. The splitting of the sea came in the schus of the refraining of Yosef from being with H.S. Potiphar. So, I'd just like to share with you this Rambam. The Rambam will see that what Yosef did is really part of our lives. And it's a mechuyven. The famous Rambam, the Rambam in Hilchos Teshuvah, which discusses Tfiyas Shofar. Says Afal Pishat Tchiyas Shofar Rosh Hashanah Gezeres Hakasav Remez Yeshbo Kloma Ur Yeshem Mishinoscha. The famous Rambam, you blow the shofar Rosh Hashanah, you're supposed to wake up from your slumber. All those who forget their lives in the Havli Azman in the daily day life and forget what our purpose is. The famous Rambam. Now listen to this. Listen to this. So he says Lefichach. Therefore, as he explained that the Tchiyas Shofar is to wake us up. That's the time of Tekiyah Shofar when Rosh Hashanah. Lefichach, therefore, Tzare Kol Adam Shira Atzma Kol Hashanah Kula Kil Chesiv Zakai V'Chesiv Chayiv. Therefore, a person should look himself the entire year that is Chetzi Chayiv and Chetzi Zaka. That is based on the Gemara and Rosh Hashanah. Okay, excuse me, Gemara and Kedushin. The person is always supposed to look at himself like he's on a balance, and he's half Zaka and half Chayiv. V'chein kol olam kulo Chetzi Zaka v'Chetzi Chayiv. Chet Chet Echad Hare Chriyas Atzmo is kol olam kulo l'kaf choyva. If he makes one sin, he's going to bring the entire world and himself to choiv. V'gorem lo hashchasim. He's going to create for himself destruction. Asa mitzvah achas harei hechriya es atzmo. If a person does one mitzvah, remember, we're supposed to picture ourselves like we're 50-50. You do one mitzvah, you're going to be machriya, it's himself, that's kol olam kulo l'kaf schus, to merit. V'gorem lo, he's going to cause for him, v'lehem, Yeshua, Chua, Vatsala, a redemption and save and salvation. Shinemar, Tzadik, Yesod, Olam. That is Tzadik, Yesod, Olam. The Tzadik who is the foundation of the world. Who is Tzadik, Yesod, Olam? Yosef was Tzadik, Yesod, Olam. That means that the world stands on Yosef. What happens in this week's Parsha and next week's Parsha? Wherever Yosef goes, he brings blessing. He goes into the Aishas Potiphar's house, brings blessing. Goes into the prison, they put him in charge. Comes out, he's put as the viceroy of Mitzrayim, and ultimately, he's the one that stores up the grain, and he's mefarnes the entire world. He provided food for the entire world. And that's the Bechina of Tzadik Yesod Olam. This concept that Yosef is the one who's going to ultimately conquer Esav is because Yosef is the centerpiece, is the fundamental reason of the existence of the world, the tzaddik. Agav, Noach also. Each tzaddik here, but Yosef, Noach, the whole world was saved because of him, and he provided parnasa for the animals in the teva, remember? For a whole year. That tzaddik Yesod Olam. So Yosef is tzaddik Yesod Olam. He's ultimately the hemshech of Yaakov, and a person who does a mitzvah, he's supposed to look at himself 50-50. If he does one mitzvah, he's machri himself and the entire world to schus. As it said, tzadik yisod olam, v'zeh she tzadik v'hi kriya es kol olam l'schus v'tzilu. Yeah, he was machri the entire world and saved it. Now, that means every time we do a mitzvah with this in mind, we have a bechina, we're relating back to that madrega of Yosef at Tzadik, and that's the ultimate way that we're going to conquer Esav. There's a famous kasha here. The kasha is like this. The beginning of this started out speaking about Tekiyah Shofar, and then it says, Lefichach, the rest of the year, you're supposed to think about yourself, you're 50-50. The Lefichach means therefore. Lotus Shofar, therefore the whole year, think about that yourself on 50-50. The therefore doesn't make too much sense. You know, what's the correlation? So I'll tell you, I heard this word from Rav Volba. Rav Volba came into Shir, to Yeshiva, once on in Cheshvan Dafka. He says, you know, where's everybody? Where's everybody I saw screaming in the Ila? You know, in the Ila, everybody. In the Ila, you're finally there. You know, that last Shema, everyone's there. We're all crying, Hashem, save us. We're ready to do Tshuva. We're on your team. We want to join. So you come back to Yeshiva and Cheshvan, you know, Kislev, now you know, and the Bachim and drinks up with a bit of tea and coffee and this and the other thing, right? You know, what happened to all the fellas in Neila? Where is all the bren? So the person thinks, he says, person thinks, ah, what happened by Neila, that was Yosef in a car, that was just an exception. But the, you know, when I do the rest of the year, that's the real thing. And you know, once in a while, you know, I get a little inspiration. So after the alternate, the Altman Sabaka said, no, the real mensch, that's the one who stood in the Ila. That's the real you. The rest of the year we get sidetracked. So that's the pshat and the fichach. He wanted to learn. Tia Shofar, we have to remember, since there's a Tia Shofar, which is the Emes Yid, that's the pninius of who we really are. That's who you really are. That, if you remember the Tia Shofar, the Ficha Kol Hashana Kula, you with the whole year long, when you're about to do a Maisa, you have to have ringing in your ears. You have to have ringing in your ears the Tekiah Shofar. A person is supposed to think that every mice he does, if it's 50-50, what's the whole mushel here, Chavre? How can it be if you're 50-50? What does it mean? If I'm 50-50 now, and I do a mitzvah, okay, so I just did it, so I'm 50-50 again. It's like a game, right? Let's play a game, you know? Children's game. Okay, well, always 50-50, you know? It sounds strange. The pshat's like this. Every mitzvah you do, you have to look at yourself that you're being machri yourself to be a tzaddik. You're machri of the entire world to righteousness. You're tipping the scales. Remember, a person is judged as a tzaddik, or chas v'shalom, the opposite, based on rov. The majority of your actions is what's kovei what we are. So a person is supposed to, every mice that he does, he should do it b'toras tzaddik. Do it b'toras, I am now a righteous, that's my essence. That's who I am. It's not a happenstance. I do a mitzvah because that's what I am. There's a tekiah shofar ringing in that person's ear. There's the real pneumius of who he is. When he brings that out, he does a ma'aseh. That's the way he's supposed to do a ma'aseh. That's the ma'aseh we're supposed to carry with us the entire year. And if we do so, if we carry that, then we have a bechina of tzaddik yitzhar olam. Then we have the ability. We have the ability to stand against the Esav. We're translating the Torah of Yaakov Avinu. We're translating the Torah of Yaakov Avinu into Lamaisa. Because remember, to overcome one's Yetzer, it's not so pushing. Lamaisa is you have to come with a Kayak Lamala Minatev. Similar thing, by the way, we find Ben Beno, Shal Yosef, was who? Yeshua. Who went out to fight Amalek? Yeshua. Yeshua went to fight Amalek. Your Moshe Beno stood back, and what did he do? He was holding a tablet. He was standing up there on a mountain. And when he lifted up his hands, when the Meshabbat is Liban Levim Shabbat Shemayim, is Gabriel. Right? When they put down their hands, and they weren't, Meshabbat is Liban Levim Shabbat Shemayim, when they didn't think about their Father in Heaven, they were losing. Why is that? It's the same idea. Who's the one that's got to conquer Amalek? The son of, a grandson of Yosef. That's Yeshua. But how does he do so? You got to look up to Moshe Rabbeinu, and then Meshabbat is Liban Levim Shabbat Shemayim. In other words, the ability to be a Yosef is to the extent that we have that relationship to either Yaakov Avinu, or in the case of Yeshua, to Moshe Rabbeinu. We have to have that relationship to the Torah. We have to have that relationship to that which is transcendent, to that which is pure and perfect. And translate that relationship. Translate our Torah learning. Translate that which is above, the Shema Yisrael, and bring it down to Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Olam Vaed.